For the second week in a row, the Carnival Horizon made the news, this time when the ship had to stop for a medical emergency. Carnival Horizon was an hour into her departure from the Manhattan cruise terminal when a rescue boat had to disembark a woman who was experiencing cardiac-like symptoms. After offloading the guests, Carnival Horizon continued her voyage to the Caribbean. Just after leaving Port Miami, Norwegian Getaway spotted four Cubans who needed assistance at sea. The crew said they saw a flashing light in the water and launched a lifeboat to rescue them. Norwegian Cruise Line said in a statement, "We are very proud of our team for executing a successful rescue of these individuals." Norwegian Getaway was on a seven-night Western Caribbean cruise. And finally, a group in the Bahamas plan to transform Nassau's cruise port into a must-call destination that will attract an extra 1.3 million visitors annually by 2028. They plan on doing this by reconnecting visitors to the water instead of the current blockade of buildings, also implementing tram stops that will move people quickly and more efficiently from the outer piers to downtown, and by replacing the Festival Place building with a new arrivals plaza that will function more as a getaway to downtown instead of a retail center. We'll believe that when we see it. And a look at the closing bell for Thursday, an update for cruise stocks. Carnival Corporation closed at 61.74, up 79 cents. Royal Caribbean closed at 124.04, up $3.20. And Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.20, up 22 cents. For more stories, visit cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.